First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 6. I'm going to just talk in the spirit a few things that God has given in my heart and that has been good works. First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 6. Can you verbalize for me? You know, Jesus is the head of the church. He's in session now. 2016 at this time, he's in session, he's reigning and ruling the church. And from heaven he downloads through his fivefold ministry certain dimension that we need to have. Not one dimension, certain dimension he drops in every time in the church meets. And the first thing, can you read with me? And now, brethren, verbalize with me.
But now, brethren, I have known to you, speaking with tongues,
as I speak to you, either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, by teaching.
There are four dimensions in every service. Every time in cell group, every time in prayer meeting, every time in the main service, you'll have four, or God will speak to you in four dimensions. But one or two will be the greatest emphasis. Number one will be revelation. Can you put that verse? The word is revelation. Say with me, revelation.
Revelation.
Revelation is directly from the throne room of God. It comes into the fivefold ministry, and God will give revelation knowledge. That is biblical. And that revelation knowledge will be from the word of God as the final authority. Second, God will teach us by knowledge. Knowledge that you teach. You need to know 66 books in the Bible, how many in the New and how many in the Old. You need to know the Word of God. And the Bible is the final authority. God will give knowledge. Say with me, knowledge.
Knowledge.
Say with me, revelation.
Revelation.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
And the third thing that God will do is prophesy, prophetic dimension. From heaven, God speak to men and women through the gifts. And in the dimension of teaching, God will give prophetic dimension. We need this dimension. Say prophesying.
Prophesying.
And the fourth one is doctrine. Say doctrine.
Doctrine.
Doctrine or teaching. It's actually instruction. Doctrine. Teaching. And if you were to know, if you were to split these four dimensions that God puts, revelation and prophetic is from directly from the spirit and emotion, then it comes to our mind. Whereas knowledge and doctrine is taught from your mind, in fact your spirit, there's change. So there is God putting teaching and preaching. Say teaching and preaching.
Teaching and preaching.
Teaching will be teaching, instruction, impartation of knowledge. There will be knowledge imparted. And in our Bible training school, which we are beginning, you'll have a lot of impartation of knowledge. But you will have to notice that beyond the teaching, you will catch the spirit of the preacher or the teacher. That is that's the dimension. Revelation, knowledge, prophesying. So as we bring your message, or anyone who brings a message, just don't listen only to the words and the downloads of the concept. Listen to the spirit. Many of the things are caught. Say with me, many of the things are caught.
Many of the things are caught.
So when you listen to this, God speak to us, and from the spirit you will catch many things. And this is only takes place in the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We got to have. We have come into a time, and then let me also give another concept. The Trinity is involved in every aspect of the world. God so loved the world. The Father loved the world. The burden of the Father God is the world. Say with me, the burden of Father God,
the burden of Father God.
Is His world. Is the world. That means God created everyone in His image. Because of the fallen nature, because of the fall, they have lost it. God wants back His creation back again. And once, and a few weeks ago I mentioned, once everyone is created in an image of God, and they have great ultimate value before God. I want to say to you, God value you. Don't undervalue yourself. Look at yourself. You're not your own. Many things is God is input. You have great value and He put in a lot of things into your life. Then you have great potential. In fact, limitless potential for good. Many of us have great potential or limitless potential for good. When you understand the love of God and receive Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. So the moment when you accept Christ, you're ultimately valuable before God. Say, I'm valued before God.
I'm valued before God.
I'm valuable before God. God looks at me with great value.
God looks at me
with respect.
And respect.
You see, the world tried to downgrade you and destroy your potential. The world with its systems and everything just tell you they're great people with many, many grading system, prejudice, rich and poor. They grade many people and what they are doing is they downgrade you, which is not biblical. But God said, you're valuable to me. He died for you.
Yep.
He shed His life for you. You're valuable before God. And because of the value, each of us have purpose on this planet Earth. And it started on the day when you're born. When you're born physically, your journey started. But the moment you accept Christ, your eternal journey has begun. And it's going to go for eternity. And you have great potential for God. So this morning I want to just say, whatever you're doing, it has eternal value. And God is involved. No one will become a pastor apart from what God is doing. Nobody will want to do a crazy thing like starting a church with nothing and no concept. All is what is inside and is coming out. So you have great value, and whatever you are doing, God holds you with great respect and He loves what you are doing. May God help us. This is how God looks at the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus. Jesus came and gave His life, His death, burial, resurrection, and by the blood and the broken body, He bought us back, purchased back. So when you receive Christ, you have eternal life. Say, eternal life.
Eternal life.
The moment when you accept Christ, eternal life comes to you. That means it's eternal. It's not going to go old. It has no sickness. It has no sin. It's pure. It's divine. And that eternal life that God gives can never grow old. Say with me, my eternal life cannot grow old.
My eternal life.
You're always growing. You're old. The devil will tell you you're useless. You're still in sin. You're a sinner. Actually, we are a saint. He has put everything. And that dimension touches God. Say with me, my spirit touches God the Father. Say with me, my spirit touches God the Father.
Touches God.
And that my Father God
is the Creator.
He's sovereign. And yet He's my Father.
And yet He's my Father.
I pray this will give you strength to you this morning.
Amen.
We touch God by our spirit. And that new nature is what we have to move. That's the life of Christ. And that life of Christ has been downloaded with the Holy Spirit. So let me give. Jesus gave his life for you, and you're born again, and you're part of the body of Christ, the church. And Jesus loved His church. Jesus loved the evangel.
Amen.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves the body
of Christ. We are part of the body of Christ. One many membered body of Christ. We are one part of the many membered body of Christ. Okay, we are not the only one, but we are part of the body of Christ. But you are added to the Lord, you are added to a local church. That's how you grow. That is why the emphasis on principle of church life class is all about. When you are added to a local church, you are added to the body of Christ. And you need to nurture, you need to grow. Everything that potential they have, you can find your giftings and your future in the local church. I never discovered that I can become a pastor until I became a part of a local church. And through that church, I began to see I can function. One of the purposes of the body of Christ, the local church, is that your gift can function, the gifts and even the fruits function together. Pastor Mitchell and I were saying, now we assess who is our real friends. It's the body of Christ, the local church. He said, we have a common team. They are real people who we can trust. You're going to come to a place in the body of Christ where this is your eternal church. And that will be explained very well in the eternal church teaching by Pastor Mitchell. We are going to be eternal. We are going to be a Queen's church.
Yep.
Eventually, we have a future.
Yes. Yep.
That is the dimension. Jesus loves his church. He cares for his church. He's purifying from heaven. He's purifying you and I. He's dealing with the church. So he loved the church. He gave the fivefold ministry. Say fivefold ministry.
Fivefold ministry.
Why I'm emphasizing a fivefold ministry, especially in Ephesians, Jesus actually splits himself in the grace and put it upon himself on planet Earth, on apostle ministry, apostolic ministry, prophetic ministry, evangelistic, pastor teaching. It is actually Jesus' grace gave gifts to men, human beings. I'm one of them. Pastor Major, one of them. And those who have called is one of them. You represent Jesus. This is not personality cult. It is not any messianic complex. It is true. It is functional. Say with me, functional.
Functional.
It's not something ecclesiastic and mystical. No, it is functional. And you need the fivefold anointing giftings for growth. If you shut down one gift, you will not mature. And every giftings of the fivefold is different. And God creates, calls, he equips, and he sends. And it's all for the body of Christ, for you and for me, that he can grow. This morning, whatever I say, it's going to grow. Jesus is using and speaking to you.
Yeah.
Same message. An apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor teaches. It'll have a dimension for your need, for your growth. And that is the love of Christ. Jesus loved his church, gave the fivefold ministry. Say with me, Jesus loved the church.
Jesus loved the church.
He gave the fivefold ministry.
He gave the fivefold.
Not only that, he has given you the personal Holy Spirit upon you. It's the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is in you.
Yeah.
It's the same Holy Spirit when Jesus died, buried, rose again, died, buried, and he was back into the tomb. And the Holy Spirit raised him and gave him resurrected power. It's the same Holy Spirit in you. He can break every pulse of darkness. Nothing actually can stop you. Because of the dimension of the Holy Spirit that we have, environment have to change, atmosphere have to change. You deposit the Holy Spirit where you are. This is the dimension that we carry. And Satan tried to block this message. We are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. Jesus loved his church. Jesus gave the Holy Spirit. Now let me come to you. The Holy Spirit loves you individually. Say with me, the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Third person in the Trinity.
Third person.
Guides me.
Guides me.
Leads me.
Leads me.
Teach me.
Teaches me.
Use me.
Uses me.
Be with me.
Be with me.
All the way.
All
until
the way.
The day I die.
Until
he'll connect me back to God. That means even at the point of your death, our God is God. Even unto death, he will be with you. You're not alone. If you're feeling this morning, this is not a part of my message, but I want to. If you're feeling lonely, get connected to the Holy Spirit in you. It's the same Holy Spirit on you. Every one of us. Some time ago, we joked around about the young children and Sunday school children. They don't have a baby Holy Spirit. They are the same Holy Spirit in you and I. That is why you talk to young people as if you are talking to adults, because it's the same Holy Spirit dealing with them. They may grow, the capacity of learning may be slow, but they are learning the same. And they can express, now we are living in a time that the young generation is now manifesting the nine gifts and the fruit and doing great things. Look at the life's family, the children. You know, they're not old. They're young. But they can do great things. They can speak things. God can speak is ever since 2000, the millennium that we came in, do you know time has speeded up? Many things have changed. What took many, many years now can take into a few months and years.
Yeah.
Things that in my time, I'm a child of the 50s and the 60s. Whatever we have, it took many years. Going to Bible school, leave my family and go to Bible school and train and then come back and all these things. Now you don't need. You can sit at home all day long online. And then the church becomes relevant. Things have been. The Holy Spirit is very concerned about you individually. He's concerned about your walk. He's concerned about your giftings. The Spirit of God, say with me, the Spirit of God,
in me
is the source,
of
the gifts and the fruits. So where is the source of the fruit of the Spirit? That is the life of Jesus. And the gifts of the Spirit is in you right now in your life. And if you can tap this, nothing can stop you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
This is what our burden of the teaching training thing is all about. The first 5 lessons we'll be teaching you on the assurance of salvation. You know, some of you have to come to terms that your salvation is not dependent on you or you becoming good. It's dependent on Christ, the death, burial, resurrection, ascension, glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. Your born again life, where the Holy Spirit lives, has no sickness, no diseases, and it is through that life that you function as a Christian. Many have come and told me that I find difficult to forgive this person. Actually, forgiveness can never be done in your mind or your physical being. Only through the born again spirit. Say with me, only through the born again life.
I can forgive.
So if people are hurting you and you're still under the cloud, then you want to find how to forgive in your mind or in the physical understanding, you can never. It is only through the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is not sickness. You don't need any healing, inner healing, in a proper way, but you need nurturing to grow, renewing of your mind. Your mind needs healing, but your spirit will grow, and that spirit is connected to heaven. You know, Jesus said, your names are written in heaven. It is you and me. Because our names are written in heaven, we are connected to heaven. We miss Uncle Ong, but I tell you this, because we are connected to heaven, we will meet him one day on the day of resurrection.
Yes.
Everyone who died, my father and my mother, Pastor Machen's father and mother, all went to be with the Lord. What is our assurance? Because we are in Christ, we'll meet again.
Amen.
That's how we can hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't grieve. I only say to the family, don't grieve as though you've got no hope. We will meet them again.
Amen. Amen.
We will rise up again.
Yes. Yes.
Eternal family, eternal
yes.
church will be the key. And if you can keep this focus, you can never lose anything. Don't fulfill your purpose. We are here for a purpose. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to impart to you this morning. Some time ago, God spoke to me, and especially after I was healed of tuberculosis, and God gave me this new life to live. God began to speak to me, and I'm aware that one thing is certain: the word that comes from God, the Father, will be by the Spirit and of the Spirit. By the Spirit. Say with me, by the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
This truth, I'm aware for sometimes, unless we know something in our spirit first of all, we will never see things materialize in the flesh. Take this thing, I think I wrote written it. Verbalize with me. I want you to listen to this concept because I don't release this deep concept easily, but it's something that we got to grab it with the heart and we got to be mature. Say with me, any word,
any word.
Read with me. Read with me, 1, 2, 3.
Any word that comes from God will be by the Spirit and of the Spirit. that unless we know something in our spirit first of all, we shall never see it materialize in the flesh.
A word
by the Spirit for all that is going to transpire in relationship to the purpose of God for all.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. God speak to you by the Spirit and of the Spirit into your spirit man. When it's birthed into your spirit man, and when you begin to manifest and speak it out and demonstrate, you'll see things happening in the natural world. That has to do with healing, ministry, miracle, signs, wonders. Take this statement. I want you to verbalize again one more time. 1, 2, 3.
Any word that comes from God will be by the Spirit and of the Spirit. And unless we know something in our spirit first of all, we shall never see it materialize in the flesh. A word by the Spirit for all that is going to transpire in relationship to the purpose of God for our lives.
Okay, all delight yourself in the Lord and He give you the desires of your heart. God will put into you by the Spirit and of the Spirit desires in your life. And then when situation come, the first thing you got to ask, is that in my heart? Is that dropped in my heart first? I remember a man who went for medical in my first church. He went to medical, he went to India to study, but he has no desire to study medicine. He struggled to, because Asian parents are quite forceful, they say, I'm a doctor, I'll pay you. So he went and became a doctor. Then he graduated and he came back and he helped at one clinic. And then he came and said, Pastor, I do not know what I'm not enjoying it. Everything seems to be a dead end. It's a dread to go to my clinic. Then we sat together and we took some aptitude tests. I found he was a very good accounting. He's good, enjoys numbers, enjoy bookkeeping. And I said, why not you talk to your dad? There in my those days they have Stanford College. He said, why not take a correspondent college in a correspondence school? Why not take this accountancy course? He enjoyed it. He enjoyed it. He passed one, he was still practicing medicine. When he graduated, he told his dad, Dad, I'm going to leave away the clinic. I'm going to do what I am doing. Today, he is one of the CEO of a holding called Ganda Holding. And the main accountant. There is something, he said, in his heart, he got to do accounting, but some of the pressure has come in, he was doing something. The point I'm making is God will put dreams, hopes, desires in your life. And by the Spirit and of the Spirit, this will come into your life. And the moment when the opportunity comes and open the door, you've got to check whether it's inside. It has to do with marriage, it has to do with your job, it has to do with anything that is happening. God will guide us. And it is why I'm saying this. Because in 2016, we will, unless you know this in your spirit firmly, and let me give you, you got to know our doctrinal belief. You got to know foundations. That is what 16 foundations doctrine. You got to know, because doctrine is one of them. If you didn't challenge each of the 16 fundamental doctrine, then it isn't going to your spirit. It's going to become life into you. This will help you, especially in the time when your days are coming to an old end and you're going to see your Almighty God and death is so near. If your doctrine is not sound, you'll be frightened. And I've seen enough people frightened. Assuring, trying to give a follow-up assurance in a deathbed is very difficult, especially can't breathe and can't talk. You know, animal kingdom tells us that they save food for like an ant. They save all the food for rainy day, for winter. to something that you learn while you're still having good health and opportunity to learn and everything. Save everything that you need to know in good days, that when rainy days or winter days comes, you have stock. You have things to rely on. You have anchor to hold on. That is life. And if you're going up and down, there's something wrong with your foundation. And I'm going to emphasize, there is a foundation check. Now, why I'm saying this, a time will come for every man and woman, and now is the time for the body of Christ. There's another voice that is coming in. Exodus 5 verse 2. Can you put that? You'll be challenged by what you believe and what you are and what you're doing. If you don't have in your spirit and soul, you can be shaken by this voice. Read with me. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go?"
I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go.
There's a voice that's coming into your life and my life. Who is the Lord that I should obey? There's a cry that is coming in. And this is the cry of Pharaoh. You know the context in Exodus chapter 5. That Moses challenged Pharaoh. And one of the ways God told him, throw your straw. And he became a snake. And then pull it back. And he pulled it back. Then the challenge is, Pharaoh's magicians and sorcerers were able to do the same thing. They threw their rod and snakes came in. But the final challenge was Moses' rod, or Moses' snake swallowed up all the rocks, all the stone, all the snakes. And that was a challenge. And today we are facing the same challenge. There are many, many dimensions of philosophies that is coming to challenge our what we believe. And if your belief is not in a relational, in fact, organical relationship, if that is not close, you can be shaken by the voice. Who is the Lord that I should obey? His voice will obey. We have humanity at its worst will bow to anything that is supernatural, even though it's negative or wrong. Either scientific or supernatural, mystical. They will bow. Only the Church of Jesus Christ has the truth. And we have to proclaim the truth. And let this sink. Let it sink. That God will come by His Spirit, of the Spirit, for dimension as you are here. And I want to encourage all those to come for, if you have never been established properly in your foundations, come to the teachings. I will be teaching not only to establish you in your mind, but in your spirit. Something that you catch from my spirit, our foundation are going to be tested, are going to be examined. Can you put the other one? The foundation. Okay, that is the importance of foundation is needed. Many of us, you know, when I was born again in 1967, they took me to an assurance of salvation for 4 years. Navigators. How many of you have been navigators? Or the Scripture Union foundation teaching or gateways. They are not actually foundations. They are just assurance of salvation. The real foundation, the sixth foundation stone, Hebrews chapter 5-6. Your foundation should be on the death, burial, resurrection. Jesus said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." It's on Him. Say it, on Him. It's on a person and the character and the words of Jesus. Not words alone. Because in time you can do a lot of, you can give a lot of words, beautiful words, oratorship, but there's no demonstration. People are going to challenge you. Whatever we believe can be demonstrated He speaks salvation, salvation will come from heaven. When you lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Amen.
When you say to demonic force, leave in the name of Jesus, it will have to be demonstrated. It is a time of demonstration, not only words. And foundations are very important. Foundation determine your stability. Strength of the building is under the storm. Is your dependent on your foundation? Structure of the building. Deeper the building, the taller your building. If you have a great ministry, deeper. Some of it doesn't matter. It takes you 20 years, 30 years, 40 years in foundation. There's something that is going to happen. Jesus spent 30 years building the foundation of his life and bringing for a 3 years ministry. God is establishing your foundation. It's only through the Word and in the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Hebrews chapter 6 is the foundation that we need to have. How do you know you need your foundation strong? What are you going through? Storms, wind, and the rain, the storm, and the flood is coming in. The wind tests your structure of your life. Rain talks about the covering of your life. The flood comes and tests your foundation. If you collapse, let me tell you, you've got to wake up at this time and say, Lord, I want to have great foundation of Jesus Christ. That is our burden of what we are going to start on the 16th of this month. We want to establish it. We say principle of church life. It's actually its foundation in your life. Come with a heart and say, God, I want to be established. I don't want to have knowledge. Knowledge is everywhere. I want something deposited from heaven.
Yes.
I want something deposited from the Spirit. People catch your spirit. Do you know integrity is not taught or demonstrated or spoken, it's discerned? When people look at you, the integrity, whether they discern integrity or not, you do not have to tell, I'm a person of integrity. No, it is discerned by the Spirit. They catch.
Amen.
If you have it, you have. If you don't have it, you don't have. They can't pretend. Who is the Lord whose voice I must obey? It's a challenge of 2016. Amen.
Amen.
Unless we receive something from the Spirit first, alone, we will never see anything materialized in the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we ask you for a download as this prophetic dimension. Lord, I pray we come into your hands and say, you teach us. By your Holy Spirit, the great teacher, teach us. Use us, whatever vessel we want to be, what you have called us for. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.